This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It is 9:20. Total Information AM continues. I'm Debbie Monterey, along with Tom Ackerman. And it was just over a year ago, an historic house in Florissant, heavily damaged by fire. The 150-year-old Reeb House would have been torn down if not for a large volunteer effort to shore it up. Over this past weekend, the volunteer effort continued with help from several groups. And joining us in studio to talk more about it is Abby Martin with the Mid-America Carpenters Regional Council. Thanks for being with us, Abby.
Thanks for having me.
Also, Matt Murphy, who is the organization's communications director.
Good morning.
Welcome back to KMOX. All right. First of all, what is the Reeb House for those who aren't familiar, Abby?
So the Reeb House is one of the oldest properties in Florissant, I guess in St. Louis County in general. All wood, built by a carpenter, one of the first residents in Florissant, and kind of an important property to save. So we're just glad that we were able to be a part of it.
Matt, I did not realize that the oldest homes in St. Louis County are in Florissant. Is this pretty common to see homes this old?
Yeah, it was the French immigrants, you know, who had come to what is now Florissant, and they brought with them their architecture. And this is why, you know, it's just such a shame if you lose something like this, because, you know, what makes a community a community? What differentiates Florissant from Kirkwood or Chesterfield? A lot of it is the architecture, and these are people who brought that architecture from their homeland. In Florissant, you have a lot of French architecture, which is what this Reeb House is. It's a good example of old-style French architecture. And so when the house caught fire, that's obviously a shame. Thankfully, the front half of the house didn't suffer too much damage. It was the back half that was almost completely destroyed. So it would have been a real shame for the community of Florissant to lose this little architectural gem when they contacted us about helping out. And it was us and the Missouri Women in Trades. We want to give them some credit here also. They kind of organized all this. We were happy to jump in and help save it.
Interesting that it, being that it's all wood, that it wasn't a total loss. Does wood, I don't even know if this is a question either of you can answer, but I was just thinking, does wood get, is it petrified? Does it get harder to burn when it's that old? Or was it just luck that part of it was still able to be preserved and saved?
I would say we'd put that on the firefighters that saved it in a timely manner.
I think it was luck that it started in the kitchen, which is in the back house, the back half of the house. What was difficult for the firefighters, and I did not realize this style of architecture that goes back to the 1800s, they would build layers of walls. And I assume that was done for insulation because they obviously didn't have electric heat. So they would have layers of walls. When a house catches fire, you've got fire behind that wall. You got to get into it. They did, and then they found another wall after that, and another wall. So you had to keep going through the walls to put the fire out.
Mm.
Yeah, how many people are involved, or just maybe describe the people who are involved? You got a lot of interested people, I think, volunteers. What are they like?
Well, Mid-America Sisterhood of Carpenters is a committee to the Mid-America Carpenters Regional Council. And on any given volunteer day, you'll see several of the sisters, and that's the Journey Women and the Apprentice Women, carpenters come out and help out. And then I think we saw up to a dozen volunteers of women that were interested in either joining the trades or just being a part of the preservation of the property. So it's really a good opportunity for the carpenters to reach out and to recruit women into our trade.
I love that story. I was just talking about the trades with my mom over the weekend, and she said, I just think it's great that more young men are going into the trades. And I'm like, what about women? It's a yes. great thing for women, too. I wish I was more handy. I really do.
We want them. We want them all.
All right. So what kind of things are being done to the home right now? And what is the hope or the expectation for this house?
So the part that we have committed to right now is that back porch. And over the last year, we cleaned the whole property out from the, you know, all the stuff that was in it that was damaged by the fire. So we cleaned it out. We took out all of the like the wall coverings and everything that was damaged by fire. So we've filled several dumpsters, I would say, over the last year with our work days. And now we have the back porch that was burnt beyond compare or beyond repair, I should say. So we demoed the back porch area, which was it wasn't enclosed, but it had a roof over it that ties in with that mansard roof on the back side. And so we've poured the piers and we've stood posts. And this last Saturday, we were able to start framing up the back deck there. So, yep.
For either of you, what do you need now? Do you need funding? Do you need volunteers? Do you need more people and more awareness? All of the above?
Yes.
Yes, Historic Florissant. You know, they're the ones who have kind of put all of this together. I'm confident that they could absolutely use more funding because this is 100% volunteer. So you're getting volunteer labor and you're getting materials donated. If they were able to pay a contractor, they could have gotten this done a long time ago. But when you have to rely everything being donated and volunteer labor, it's going to take longer. We've been at this for over a year now, and it probably won't get done until sometime next year. People can go to historicflorissant.org if they're interested and find out how they can donate and help out in the effort.
Is the Reeb House a private residence or a historic residence museum, or what is it?
It's owned by Historic Florissant now. It was owned by a family who was renting it out when the fire happened. They sold it, I want to say, for $1.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they sold it for $1 to Historic Florissant.
And I think that the plan is that Historic Florissant would like to sell it to another private person.
Historicflorissant.org, that's the best
yes.
way to get. Okay. Historicflorissant.org. For both of you, thank you for this, making us aware of it, talking about it, and a very interesting part of our area. Back then, they would have called that Florissant, but we...
Something I just learned, the word Florissant, it's French, Florissant, I just butchered that, but it's French for flower or blooming, so that's where the word Florissant comes from. It means
Valley
blooming.
Of the flowers. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, cool. It's all coming together. That is Abby Martin with Mid-America Carpenters Regional Council and Matt Murphy, the Communications Director, talking about the Reeb House and the volunteer effort there in Florissant. Thanks so much for stopping by.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.